It's the Midweek Roundup.
Wednesday's Roundup brought to you by Richland Hospital, Cardinal Glass AG, Badgerland Flooring, and by Julie Karen State Farm. Today, it's Hanko or Facto. Hank's got the questions. And Phil, he's got the final say on whether it's fact or something cooked up over a cup of bad coffee. Confidence?
Absolutely.
Accuracy?
That's where things get adventurous.
Play along and see if you can outguess Phil, because the truth is out there and Phil is doing his best to find it. Wednesday's Roundup, where Factos, Hankos, and Phil
all collide.
It's time for the Roundup.
Cut them out.
There he is.
How you doing, young man? How are you?
Well, Hank Samples.
Well, Hank Samples, yes. Wow. Anyway.
Junior is your cousin, isn't
Junior is my cousin.
Yep.
Yeah.
BR549.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, anyway, I had a good night last night. Did you get in trouble? Any John Denver this morning?
No. Actually, it was a good night. My niece Olivia stayed with us. So,
oh, sweet.
So, yeah, so I had to be at my best, just behave myself.
Weren't you always at your best, though, Phil?
I try.
I know you do. Uh-huh. I know you do. So, anyway, I don't know. What would we do without you?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Play anyway, more music, maybe.
What? Any plans for tonight? Tonight's your night off? Like, during sport. You know, think about this, Phil. In about 3 weeks, we're going to be busy again.
Oh, I know.
So
we'll be real busy next week with a Grace auction
on
the radio, and then Walk with Grace is August 14th. But I may be mowing tonight. I talked to a local expert last night, Leo.
Oh, yeah.
And he was talking about how dry it was when he was mowing, you know? So it's like, should I wait? But then we're going to get a bunch of rain, it sounds like,
on
Friday.
Then you're going to have to...
And my backyard is subject to getting a little muddy where I spin the wheels on my Gamble's mower,
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you have a nice place, though. I don't know if I would... I don't know if I'm going to mow.
Really?
But, yeah, I'd like to put some fertilizer down before it mows, though. Hmm. There's some more of that anti-grub stuff that I get from Chet's that I'm going to have to go visit.
Right.
Anyway, but other than that, I'm just going to drop this on you. If anybody out there has something to donate to the radio, Grace Archon would be more than happy to take your phone call.
Yeah.
Please give us a call if you do. It doesn't have to be new. It could be handmade, but it has to be, what do I want to say?
Well, it has to be good stuff.
It has to be a value.
Probably at least.
50 or up, yeah. 50 bucks or something. Yep. So please give us a call if you do have something. We can't guarantee the value that you're going to get it out of it, but it is what it is.
Well, that's the way an auction goes.
Yeah,
sometimes 100%. Something goes way over.
And sometimes...
The key is you got to have two people interested in it.
Right.
At least. So.
Right.
Yep.
Anyway, that's next week. And this week, though, Philip, if you could ask one question about existence, the whole world existence, and get a definitive answer, what question would you be?
Boy, these are hard questions. You should give me a little more lead time on some of these,
Well, I got a couple seconds here. So, you know what I would probably do? I would probably want to know if there's aliens, and I want to... Which, we're naive if we think that we're the only species out there.
Uh-huh.
But...
Why are there raisins?
Who invented the raisins? And why?
And why?
Why? What? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about the guy that invented or come up with this heat index thing?
No.
Like the heat value, the heat index is this. It's 94, but it feels like real feel. Mm-hmm. He was 87.
He was 87?
When he died, yes. Yesterday.
And he felt like he was...
131.
I knew that was coming, but I couldn't
pinpoint it.
I was waiting for it. Yeah.
Hey, you might be from Arkansas, Philip. If you ever eaten dinner, why swatting mosquitoes like ninja warriors?
Well, I think some people could relate
100%.
To that lately.
My little Mini went through Blue River the other day, and it felt like my little car was just getting lifted off the ground.
Probably.
With their city bird.
Could have made some Skeeter pie.
Yeah, Skeeter pie. Ain't nothing better than that.
But they haven't been as bad in Central.
No, you know what? They haven't been
going waves. But some places,
yes,
they're the worst they've ever been. It's kind of strange.
Underneath your willow tree, Philip.
Yes. You know,
yesterday we were getting brick down there, and I left my door open. I had four of them in there.
Well, thanks for taking them along.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
You saved Sextonville four mosquitoes.
Four skeeters, yeah.
Yeah.
Not one of them bit me, though.
They didn't.
Well, one of them did, but it was licking its tail to get the taste out of its mouth.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Yes. Yeah, here we go.
Moving right along.
The first Ford cars had engines, Philip. Made by Dodge. Is that Inco or Facto?
Was Dodge even around at that time?
I'm just asking.
I don't know. I don't think that's true.
It is true.
Is it really?
Yeah. The Dodge brothers, Horace and Johns, owned a Detroit machine shop and were the source for the most Ford designed engines for several years.
Wow.
And they were also stockholders in the Ford company.
Wow.
Now think about that.
Didn't know that.
Some twists and turns.
Learn something every day. Yeah.
Pound cake got its name because the original recipe contained a pound of butter, sugar, flour, and eggs.
That sounds pretty legit. I would say it's true.
Absolutely, Filippo correct.
And if it had a pound of butter in it, it had to be good. You know it did.
Well, yeah. It had to be from Wisconsin.
All right.
So, let's see here. Potato chips were invented by a chef who was annoyed at a customer who kept sending his fried potatoes back, claiming they were too thick and soggy.
Boy, it sounds legit. I'm going to say it's true.
It is true. Legends say that Chef George Crumb became agitated when a customer sent his French fried potatoes back to the kitchen complaining that they were cut too thickly. Crumb reacted by slicing the potatoes as thin as he possibly could, frying them in grease, and sending the crunchy chips back out on the guest plate that way.
Interesting. It's interesting that his name is Crumb, too, because then what was at the bottom of the bag, he was named after that, too.
Crumb.
Yeah.
And the thing of it is, and Crumb on Friday's edition, you know, with Cooking with Hank, it's all potato chip crumbs.
Almost every one of your recipes has potato chip crumbs.
That's just an added thing.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah.
But I see where you're going because you've got the texture, but you got salt with them too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, see, and I usually don't add salt to my food. I haven't added salt to any of my food, Philip, in 5-6 years.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
I add pepper, but no salt.
Yeah. No, I'm not a pepper guy.
Oh, really?
No.
Seems like me, you would.
They say it's good for you.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
No.
A film by Robert Rodriguez and actor John Malkovich, made in 2015, is stored in a bulletproof vault and scheduled to be released in year 2115.
That's
way out there.
I don't think it's true.
But it is absolutely a fact.
Really?
The film 100 Years, starring John Malkovich, will be released on November 18th. 2115. You'll probably never see it.
No, unless you get a sneak preview.
I don't know.
Why would they do that? I don't know.
I don't know either.
Huh.
According to recent studies, teens recovering from concussions benefit from drinking chocolate milk.
I don't think so. No,
that's a bunch of Hanko.
That's Hanko.
This study by the dairy industry proved to be incorrect. Milking the public, Philip. Oh, Donna Gillingham dropped something off for us
to
play.
She brought in some flarp.
That's your favorite, second favorite toy besides a whoopee cushion.
Well, Todd Copperdall came in here this morning and I said, get your hands.
Did he try to take the flarp?
Out of the flarp. Yep, he did. So.
Now, why do you get the green one?
I don't know. Oh, yeah. It's working. Yeah,
You opened yours.
There you go. It worked. It's the same stuff they made slime out of, I think. Is it?
I'm sure it is.
It's maybe a little bit more thicker than slime. But it was quite an invention. Yeah. That slime.
Well, wouldn't you love to know how they come up with this?
I don't know. There's Todd. He wants to play. Nice job. Oh, boy. Boy, I'll tell you what.
This is
And we get paid for this, I think.
Evidence that Phil went to radio school.
What's that?
Yeah. Evidence that Phil went to radio school and Hank had trouble getting the packaging open here.
Well, oh, yeah. Buddy.
Well, we won't get any work done today, I can tell you that. I'm just going to be preoccupied. Oh, boy.
Oh.
So thank you, Donna, for bringing in the flurp.
Oh, I tell you what.
You know, nothing says love like flurp.
Well, nothing says love like flurp. Uh-huh. Or Hank's love line tomorrow, but don't forget that, Phil.
I know the one thing about slime I knew is that you shouldn't get it in your hair.
No.
Or on the shag carpet.
Yeah.
You know, that's not
good
thing.
Is it?
But I don't know about flurp, so we could put it in your hair and see how it would.
Well, if you could find a spot of hair on my head, then help yourself.
Oh, well.
Well, anyway, what? One more, Philip, and I know you've got stuff to do.
All right.
All right, here we go. Question.
All right.
In 2023, two people used an excavator. That word blunder is brought to you by J&J Salvage from Moscow, if you can believe that, to clear a path through the Great Wall of China as a shortcut to a construction site. Two people used an excavator to clear a path through the Great Wall of China as a shortcut to a construction site.
Well, it makes sense. I'd say that's true.
It's absolutely true. The police charged the two with destroying a cultural relic. The two were too lazy to walk around it. Unreal. Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Phil,
there you go.
I got to go.
Have a good day there, brother.
My friend.